Thanks so much for tuning into this podcast, produced at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas. For more information on KUT programs and to support the station, go to KUT.org. And thanks again.
Think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory isn't amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal. So Adam and Eve had it easy. You know, once you leave the garden, there's a lot more work that needs to be
there
done.
There are snakes.
I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head.
And Rebecca.
Today, online dating.
Modern society's gotten kind of weird. You know, we have tremendous mobility, so we're not necessarily living as adults in the same place where we grew up. So there isn't the same continuity of social structure that we had even 100 years ago when there was less mobility. Mm-hmm. And so we have to compensate for that in some way when we're trying to get involved in close relationships. And we have struggled over the last 30 years to find mechanisms to help replace the stability of the social structures that we had in the past.
Well, and of course, if there is a downside to this, it may be creating a misperception that there is, first of all, such a thing as a perfect match. And then the notion that that perfect match means that everything's going to just go fine and there'll be nothing to work out. You know, there'll be no effort required. You just kind of live together and be together. And it's just a wonderful thing when human relationships are just not like that.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's clearly the case that some people shouldn't be together. We will stipulate that up front. And there are, I mean, and some of that is a willingness to do that kind of work. And some of it is there's a certain basic amount of enjoyment that a couple needs to share. So it's useful to have some filters there up front. And certainly online dating can provide that. But once you get past some of the big things where it's useful to have some amount of compatibility, and so, you know, I think for people who have particular constraints on some of those very big pieces of their lives, then the online dating sites that cater to those groups, those can be great. I think that, you know, a generic dating site just strikes me as being daunting.
But if there's a positive side to this, I think a lot of people turn to those sites just to increase their knowledge of people whom they otherwise wouldn't meet. You know, I mean, a lot of us, just the way our lives are right now, especially if you live in a city where most people get from one place to another by car, there really aren't a lot of opportunities for some people to meet new people. So I think some people turn to online dating sites as a way to just increase the number of people that they would meet. And I think in that sense, that can be a positive thing. I think, again, where the problems arise is the expectation that somehow, because these things line up, that everything's going to be fine. I mean, I think you talk to anybody who's actually gone through an online dating site and ask them how many people they met up with that they thought, this is terrible, when all the indicators, as far as the algorithm were concerned, said this should have been great. But of course, that's not what they put on the advertisements on TV or in the paper. Sure. You see the few that worked out just beautifully.
And I think actually, that Bob, this gets to something that I've always thought, which is that the fundamental problem with a lot of dating sites is that they're about dating. And I think it's actually extremely difficult for people who set the goal to get in a relationship. Mm-hmm. That's actually a lousy goal to pursue. That is, everyone would like to have people that they're close to. And ultimately, many people would like to be in a relationship. But setting the goal to be in a relationship and pursuing that goal is really difficult.
And, oh, yeah.
And so finding ways to live your life that might ultimately end up in the opportunity to be in a relationship with someone who's compatible with you is a much better strategy, right?
Absolutely. So, right. Well, you know, I think one of the most effective ways to rethink the whole notion of dating and getting to know people, which is exactly in line with what Art just said. You know, if you say, okay, I'm looking for a mate and you and I start going out. Well, in my mind right now, you're going to be my mate until I decide you're not. So this relationship can only go two places. We're either going to get married or we're going to break up. That's it. If you think about that, your life is then a series of disappointing breakups because of all the people you meet with the expectation, is this the one? Nope. Nope. Is that the one?
Nope.
Nope. What a lousy, you know, existence. Instead of thinking, I get to meet this person. What an interesting person. We may, you know, do this activity again that we like together. I'm not going to marry you, but I mean, certainly this would be something that could be of interest. But that little shift in mindset, I think, really changes the nature of what relationships start out as and what they eventually become.
But socially, we create life tasks for people. And we put them in situations in which they feel like, I've got to complete this task now. You meet somebody of a particular age, and now, you know, you start asking, isn't it about time you got married? You know, or someone gets divorced and you give them like a year. And then you're like, it's about time for you to start dating again. So we create these tasks, time to do this. One of the problems with having this series of life tasks is that inevitably, once you fulfill one task, you move on to the next one.
Right.
Right. Because now I've done this. And so here's the problem. You meet somebody because you have the express purpose of getting in a relationship. So in that moment, the relationship is everything. And it creates a false sense of what the relationship is about. Because then as soon as you check that task off, now you look at your agenda and you go, okay, start a band. And now the relationship falls into the back seat because it's no longer the priority. I check that box off. Mm-hmm. It's not that online dating or dating services or anything are inherently bad. But I think, you know, people have to realize that where they're valuable is primarily in giving you an introduction to some other people you might not have come into contact with before. And that's it.
Yeah, right.
And everything else, you know, getting your life together, being a happy, fulfilled person as an individual, learning to interact with people interpersonally, being willing to compromise. Online dating and actually dating services in general solve none of that.
Right.
Next week with Two Guys on Your Head, we'll talk about theory of mind with Drs. Art Markman and Bob Duke. To check out this and other episodes of Two Guys, go to KUT.org or iTunes. And be sure to follow us on Twitter. We're at the number 2, G-O-Y-H. Or email us at twoguys@KUT.org. Two Guys on Your Head is produced at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas, and supported by OBGYN North and Natural Beginning Birth Center. For KUT, I'm Rebecca McEnroy.